Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dee's Dating Diary. I'm Dee, and I'm your host for the show. And I have a returning guest host. His name is T. I want to thank you for joining us today. He's here to give us his male perspective on some of the topics I'll be going through today.
Thanks for having me again, Dee.
Thank you for coming. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure that my listeners do too. Just to give you a recap of last week's show, we talked about courtship and where it's gone. Basically, how men just aren't putting in the same level of effort into courting and dating women like they used to. And in my opinion, a part of the reason for this is that women are making it way too easy for men nowadays. And it's in a variety of ways, actually. So I'd like to go through some of my tips for ways that women can kind of pull back on their availability to men, at least in the beginning stages of dating. And, you know, once you're exclusive and know each other much better, of course, you know, a lot of this stuff isn't really applicable. So first, I really wanted to talk about just that first encounter with a man when you meet him. You know, I think that sometimes women are so eager and so happy that a man is even coming up to them to talk to them and ask for their number that, you know, they might spit their number out before the man even finishes asking for the digits. So, in my opinion, a way that women can basically pull back a little bit and start that, you know, less availability would be to basically count to five before you actually say yes and give a man your phone number. So if he's like, hey, can I get your phone number? Count one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi, five Mississippi. And yes, include the Mississippi, not one, two, three, four, five. And I just say this because, you know, just pulling back a little bit and letting that man sit there and squirm inside, it's a good thing because, you know, when you do say yes and you do give him your number, he'll be relieved. He'll be happy. And it's just a great start to kind of letting him know that he doesn't just have you in the bag. So what do you think about that, T?
In a way, I agree. In a way, I disagree. I disagree in the way that playing hard to get in the beginning, especially when someone like shows you interest and wanting to ask you for your number, I think it should be more of a 2-second delay. Because if a guy gets the sense that you don't really want to give him your number, he's pretty much going to move on to the next one.
Interesting. Okay. Well, great. And that's why I have you here, because, you know, we got to have some balance and it's great to hear directly from the man. But my ultimate point was just that, you know, you don't want to look like an eager beaver. It's just not cute.
But you're not really looking like an eager beaver because the guy has already taken the first step. He's approached you.
Okay, I hear you. Well, my next tip is that a woman should never answer every single phone call that comes from a man, and she definitely shouldn't call him all the time either. I think it's okay to miss some of his calls, even if you are free, even if you are available to talk to him. And, you know, an important point that I learned from the rules book by Ellen Fine and Sherry Schneider is that even if you are a couch potato who doesn't do much of anything in your free time, he doesn't need to know that. Not in the beginning. It's definitely better that he thinks you're a busy woman with a life. And obviously down the line, he is going to learn like, okay, yes, you're a couch potato. But hopefully by that time, you've actually gotten him to like you, fall for you. So it's not even going to be an issue to him. So I definitely think that, you know, it's a good thing to just not be 100% available to every phone call that he makes to you. I think, you know, it's okay to let him, you know, sit there and wonder, oh, hey, I wonder what she's doing. She's not picking up my phone call, and just call back a few hours later. But I definitely want to hear from T on this.
I agree. I mean, men definitely want a woman with a life. That way, in the beginning, we don't have to worry about them infringing too much upon our life.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. You hit that nail on the head.
Great. Well, this next pointer, I really, really think this is a huge one. You can never accept last minute dates. It's not okay. I mean, why should a man be able to call you and be like, hey, I'm in your neighborhood. You know, can I come through? You want to hang out for a bit? I mean, who's to say that you don't already have plans? And why should a man be able to just call you at the last second and get you? You deserve the time to take a shower if you need to, do your nails if you need to. Your cuticles might look crazy. You need to have time to make your hair look fabulous. Or maybe you need a wax. Wax your eyebrows, your lip, anything you need to. And regardless, your time is valuable. No man should feel like he could just be in your neighborhood and, oh yeah, cool, I know I could just roll through her house. I know nobody else is there, not a friend, not a guy, not nothing. She's just sitting there. And obviously, if you've been dating for a while, of course he can come through last minute like that. But in the beginning, you don't want to be that last second, last minute girl. And what I've found in my own personal experience is that, you know, I have had guy friends that, you know, were just literally platonic guy friends. And what I've seen with them, they'll have a weekend plan with some girl that they actually really want to hang out with. And if she cancels on him, then at the last second, he's looking for someone else to hang out with or someone else to take to whatever event he was going to. And like, it'll be a mass text that goes out, you know, the same exact message, and whoever bites first pretty much gets it.
Women, let me just break it down to you and keep it real simple so you wouldn't even have to wonder about this no more. Last second equals last choice.
Nice. I like that. Last second equals last choice. Because at the end of the day, I feel like if a man really wants to be with you, if he really wants to hang out with you, he's going to try and lock you down as soon as he can. He's not going to want to wait till Friday night at 8 o'clock to call you, because he might think, hey, I mean, this girl's great. I want to hang out with her. I know other people must want to hang out with her. So let me call her on, you know, Wednesday so I can definitely make sure I can see her Friday.
Right. And if you just accept that last minute date, You've given us the idea that we could take Monday through Friday evening to try to find somebody else. Because we know at Friday night at 8:45, we can call y'all. And no is not an option.
Wow. And you know what? I've talked about this specific rule with people in their teens, 20s, 30s, 40s. And a lot of the times women tell me that, well, why should it matter? Because sometimes, you know, I am just sitting there on my Friday or Saturday night bored. I don't want to just be alone. So if he wants to hang out, shoot, why shouldn't I? And my thing is, well, if you're just casually dating and you don't care about having a exclusive or a serious relationship with him, then cool, yeah, fine. Take the last minute date. Go ahead. Have fun. You're bored. But if you want this to actually go somewhere, don't accept that date. And you were a last minute, last choice option for a reason. And if you don't want to be that last minute choice, last minute option, then change the game. Change what you're doing. Don't accept it. And by not accepting it, you basically let him know that he can't get you at the last minute. If he wants to see you on Friday or Saturday night, he's going to have to ask you days in advance, or at least a day or two in advance. It's never just going to be like, oh, well, he calls you Friday night and at 8 o'clock and he's seeing you Friday at 8:30. And truth be told, I have a little rule for myself that kind of ties into here, that if a guy does call me on a Friday or a Saturday night, regardless of whether I'm sitting on my couch watching Housewives or reading a book or just hanging out at a girlfriend's house, I do not answer the call. I do not return the text.
Because you have to be aware, like, guys, we go on creep mode.
Yes.
We go on creep mode.
And even regardless of that, I feel like you want a man to think that you're doing something with your life. You're not just sitting there doing nothing on a Friday or Saturday night. And men, they kind of want a woman that is wanted, a woman that people want to be with and people want to hang out with. If you're the girl that no one wants to hang out with, no one wants to see, and you're always free, you're not that desirable. So, you know, I really think that it's a good idea that even if you do get a call or text from him on a Saturday night, do not respond. I wouldn't even respond that night. I would respond the next morning. Hey, sorry, I was busy last night. You know, I hope you had a good night, or I hope you enjoyed your weekend or whatever. Keep it nice and simple like that.
Two things that you should never accept is the last minute date, and more importantly, the last minute cheap date.
Okay. Straight from the horse's mouth, ladies. So the rules book by Ellen Fine and Sherry Snyder actually say that you should never accept a date for Friday or Saturday night after Wednesday. And I actually agree with that. And I have ingrained that rule into my life. But that's just in the beginning. That's just for the first few dates. And it really just sets the tone for him respecting you, for him to know that, you know, you're a woman with valuable time. You know, your spare time is precious. And who you give it to is important.
You have to give us to Thursday.
Well, I do think that, you know, you can be flexible.
Thursday by 4 o'clock p.m.
I think, you know, you can push the cutoff to Thursday, in my opinion. And I think you should just kind of, you can feel it out. You know, if it's a guy that you feel like you've been getting genuine interest from, he's been showing you genuine interest and that he really wants to get to know you or like you, I think that you can make those little concessions. But if it's someone that you already feel like might be trying to run some game on you, or, you know, might just not be that interested, and you feel more so like you have to really lock him down, and you feel like you would need to chase him down, and it's not the other way, then don't bend the rule. And what I found when I did this rule at first is, well, one, the guy wanted to know what I was doing, and I tried to keep it very vague. You know, I'm sorry, I'm busy. I already made plans with friends. Boom. He doesn't need to know more than that. He's not your family member. You don't even really know this guy. He doesn't need more of an explanation than that. And what'll happen sometimes is the next time they might do that same thing again, you say no. That third time, I guarantee you, he will be calling you by that Wednesday or by that Thursday for that weekend date. And if he's not, then I promise you this guy is just looking for, you know, your cookies. And he's really not interested in anything else. And there's nothing that you could do. There's no way you could play it to get him to change his mindset. So just let it go. Or if you want to just have fun and do some casual dating, that's fine. But if you don't think you can keep your emotions in check if you're going to casually date this person, move on.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it all depends on what you're looking for. I said, if you don't have a problem being the last minute cookie call, then by all means accept it. But if you want to, you know, try to have something that you can build upon, that kind of behavior, you just really don't have to tolerate it. It really shouldn't be.
Nice. So my next tip is pretty simple. On the first two dates, probably three, you shouldn't be going Dutch. You should not be paying your own way. You shouldn't be splitting the tab. If you guys are splitting the tab, you're friends. And I know that this is a very, you know, taboo topic in the sense that a lot of women feel that, you know, it's 2014. Women are progressive. Women are CEOs, blah, 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 blah. Why should the man continue to pay? You know, it promotes the ideals that feminism is against. Look, if a man feels strongly about you, he's going to pay for your outing. Whether it's a meal, whether it's a movie, he's going to pay for it. And for any woman out there that's like, oh, I don't mind splitting it, and he's still interested in this and that, look, whatever, regardless of what you say, at the end of the day, I know that you want a man that feels so strongly about you that he wants to pick up your whole tab, that he wants to put a smile on your face, that he wants to put effort into dates so that you will like him. And if you say that that's not important to you, okay, well, you're fooling yourself, not me.
Ladies, please don't ever give a man the slightest, smallest notion that you're willing to split the bill or even pay the whole bill.
I feel like if you even do that, of course they'll accept it. What man is going to be
like? Not only is he going to accept it, he's going to tell his friends, dog, I took her out. She paid for the food. We're not exclusive. You should try it next week.
But really,
she might even buy you an Xbox.
But really, a true gentleman, though, would never let you pay your way. And I think that, you know, on date three, you could make a small little gesture like, hey, you know what, let me pay for the tip, or let me pay for the drinks, you know, do something small like that. So you show him that you're not that girl that's just trying to be in his pocket, you know, that you just want to be taken care of.
You can at least pay for the parking.
I mean, I don't think on the first date the woman should shell out not a penny. You know, this is a date that the man planned. And if you weren't financially able to handle the date that you planned, then this is not the date that you should have planned. And it means that you were actually planning this date with your hand in my pocket. And that's a problem. Okay. That's what's not going to happen. And I don't need any dude that's planning anything for us, keeping my money in mind. And he hasn't even talked to me about it. So keep that in mind, ladies. Just a little food for thought. Okay. So, my next pointer, my next rule is that you should never see a guy that you just started dating every day of the week. I mean, and let's be real, most likely he's not going to see you every day of the week. And it's going to be up to him, because we all know us women, if it were up to the guy and he wanted to spend 24/7, 365 with us, we'd do it.
I don't know about that, because you'll meet that one and you're going to want to spend every minute of your time with.
And that's great, but it doesn't mean that you should spend every minute of your time together. And I feel like it's easy. Men fall in love quick, okay? And they fall out of love just as quickly. So let it be a slow buildup. Let it be a progression, because, you know, you don't want him to feel like he's spent now, you meet and then you spend the next 14 days together. And now he feels like he knows you inside and out. He's kind of bored with you. He'd rather kind of get back out with the boys and see what's up with them. No, let him be yearning to keep getting to know you and wanting more and wanting more. Don't give a man 100% and all of or all of yourself. The only time that you should give a man 100% of yourself and every part of your being, that 24/7, 365, is when you're married. And by not spending every day of the week with a man, by not giving him 100% of you, by not treating him like he's your husband before he's actually your husband, you're going to be like subconsciously letting him know that he's going to have to make you his wife if he wants that behavior from you. And a part of this, I can't even take full credit for this. I got this from the rules book. They said that you should never see a man more than 4 to 5 times a week. You know, when you've been dating for a few months, they say in like the first month, I think it's never seeing more than once or twice a week. And in the second month, maybe, you know, two to four or something like that. And then after that, you know, for as long as you're dating until you're married, you never see a man more than, you know, 5 days out of the week, or maybe they said 6. But the point behind it is that if he wants to get you for all 7 days of the week, if he wants to get you for that one day of the week that he never sees you, he's going to have to put a ring on it. And by you not giving him 7 days a week all the time, no matter if you've been dating for 5 months or 5 years, he will know in the back of his head that the only way he's gonna get you 7 days out of the week all the time when he wants you at his beck and call is to put a ring on it. And I really think that that's smart. And this is really a great book that you guys should pick up. Again, the name is The Rules Book, Time-Tested Secrets to Capturing the Heart of Mr. Right by Ellen Fine and Sherry Schneider. But I definitely want to hear from T on this, on what he thinks, you know, more so about not spending every single day together in terms of you getting bored as a man and basically not wanting to continue to spend that much time together for the next months or years. Or
yeah, it's good to take healthy breaks.
Alrighty.
It's good to take healthy breaks.
I mean, if you just meet a girl and you've seen her, you know, once, twice in a week, how would you feel about seeing her for 5 more days in a row?
Is it raining outside?
So silly.
But on the real though, like, it's good to have breaks in between so much quality time.
I agree. But you know, I think that with everything I say, you know, every situation is a little different sometimes. So tweak things to fit where you are, but don't make concessions for a man that isn't even showing you the minimal effort and attention and interest that he should. You only make concessions and exceptions for the men that are going above and beyond, the men that are really showing you genuine interest, the men that are showing you that they really want to get to know you, who you are. They're actually asking questions about you and not just talking and talking and letting you learn all this stuff about them so you can feel like you know them inside and out, and then you'll be willing to give up your panties like 2 days later. No, that's not what you want. Take it slow. The rule to not see a man in the first month more than once or twice a week, it's not only to not make yourself so available to the man, but it's to force you to slow it down. Slow down the process of getting to know someone and really see who they are. And I truthfully believe that a lot of men play, a lot of men act, you know, and they can only do it for so long. And I really do feel like after 3 months of being someone that you're not, it really is hard for a man to still maintain that. So when you slow it down, when you space it out and let it be a legitimate process of getting to know each other, I mean, you'll more so be able to see if that guy is genuinely interested. Because when I've done that, I mean, a lot of men have dropped off at month two, you know, and clearly they really weren't that interested in me. And I'm glad that they dropped off because they didn't waste my time and I wouldn't be with the wonderful man that I'm with now. So that's another tip that you guys really need to take to heart. Now, we have so much more to talk about when it comes to the ways that us women can kind of get our power back and try to get men to put more effort into dating us and start courting us like they used to. But we've really run out of time for today, and you have to tune in next week because I have so much more juicy stuff to tell you guys. And T, our guest host, will be back next week as well to be balancing out this advice that's going out and to give you ladies his 2 cents.
That's right, ladies, the plot thickens.
So be sure to tune in next week. And I thank you so much for tuning in today. And like always, I love getting your feedback. I love to hear your comments and questions and topics that you'd like addressed on the show or perhaps on my blog. Please feel free to write me at dsdatingdiary@gmail.com. That's dsdatingdiary@gmail.com, or go to my blog at dsdatingdiary.wordpress.com. Till next time, D.